Jonathan was a young man. And like a young person, what did he have? He had energy, strength, daring, earnestness, zeal. And under God, he had a holy recklessness. There was nothing that he wasn't prepared to do, whatever the risk, for the kingdom of God. An older man wouldn't have done it. An older man couldn't have done it. He'd never even get up that rock face, would he? This great act of faith, this wonderful holy recklessness, was accomplished by a young person. Now, young people, it's great to be young. You feel at times you can take on the world. And that's a gift from God to youth. But see how Jonathan uses it. Now, never again will you know such energy, and yes, time, and daring, and a willingness to rise to a challenge. It's a gift that God gives to youth. He takes it away as you get older. You will have it. You don't know you have got it until you start to lose it. But energy, time, daring, a willingness to rise to a challenge, they're gifts from God to youth. And what challenges the kingdom of God sets before you. So what are you doing with your youth? You haven't got it forever. Now you can sit down with Saul, or you can go with Jonathan. So are you sitting down? Are you sitting comfortably? The young people of this world are infected with a disease, with a malaise. It's called, what's in it for me? The young people as well say, youth is my time. This is for me, to indulge myself. These are my years, to be spent on me, to enjoy myself. It's a responsibility-free zone. I'm free, I'm young. That's what the people of the world say. Don't go and sit down with them. Don't say, well, I'll serve God when I'm older. Jesus Christ was a young man. And for Jesus, there was no older, was there? And for the Christian young person, there can be no older. Only now. Only today. George Whitfield. How old are you? 22? Preach the gospel in the open air? Sit down. Martin Luther, do you really think you can stand up to the most powerful institution in the world, the Holy Catholic Church, and you're not yet 30? Sit down. William Carey, you say to me, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. What, at your age? You need to listen to that rebuke that older brother gave you. Do you remember what he said to you? He said, young man, sit down, sit down. You're an enthusiast. When God pleases to convert the heathen, he'll do it without your aid or mine. And Mr. Ann Niram Judson, how old are you? You're just 23. And you're going to sail across the other side of the world to a region that no one knows anything about. And you're going to go and preach the gospel to those people, are you? And you're going to take your wife with you? Think of the danger. Sit down, settle down. Jim Elliot, with your gifts you can do anything. But don't throw it all away on the Orca Indians. Young people, please don't sit down. Come. Let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.